If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Frank Bull is brought to you by CBD American Shaman in Shamansley with Total Wellness at 117th and Row in Camelot Court. Shamansley with Total Wellness is the perfect place to start your wellness journey, offering medical aesthetics and IV nutrient therapy. Go to shamantotalwellness.com.
He's the only man to interview modern-day gladiators at Arrowhead and original gladiators in the Coliseum. He grew up rooting for Honus Wagner and saw Jesse Owens get 4 golds in Berlin. He saw Wilt score 100 in a night. Points, of course. Yes, we are saying he's old. It's the godfather of Kansas City sports, Frank Bull, on the program.
It's under control.
It's under control.
It's under control.
We have assumed control.
Don't worry. I'm here. You don't come running in.
I'm here.
Relax. 10 minutes early, and Adam, starts getting the nervousness. Mm-hmm. I'm here. So is the Godfather, Frank Bull, the Godfather of Kansas City sports, has arrived on the scene.
On time.
On time. The intro
never
ended.
Never left his chair.
I started talking.
Boom.
You were fine. Quit having a guilty conscience.
Since we're all in such a freaking hurry, let's get to the topics. No time for pleasantries.
Don't say hi to me.
In fact, Frank opinions.
Yeah, here we go. Frank opinions. Let's go.
I'm ready.
Jump right to what
all
in the
right,
world,
that was
Saran.
Fun. Now, what in the world?
All right, goodbye. See you next week.
Time for Parrish.
All right, and we're back at 2 tomorrow. Thanks, everybody.
Right. We are getting out of here a little bit early today because we've got Kansas basketball. Pre-game starts at 5:30. Big one. The Sunfeller Showdown.
The least anticipated. It's like one of the most anticipated matchups ever, and it's unfortunately completely, not completely, but
an afterthought?
Largely buried under the Super Bowl.
Oh, I thought you were going to say under ESPN Mizzou, Plus. Mississippi State.
Oh, no. Nothing's buried
about,
under Mizzou.
Under ESPN Plus.
Yeah. ESPN Plus. We'll get to that in a minute. The news of the day is the AFC West was supposed to be this big battleground.
Not so much.
Chiefs kicked its ass from one side of the division to the other. And so now the Denver Broncos are waiting in yet again. New Orleans Saints will get a 23 first-round pick. That's actually the Dolphins pick, I believe.
Yeah.
The one they got for Bradley Chubb. Mm-hmm. And a 24 second-round pick. The Broncos will get Sean Payton and a 24 third. So basically the Saints move up from third to second round, basically, is what they do. It's a flip-flop of a second for a third in 24. So they get a little bit higher in 24, not an additional pick, just, they flip, that's what's going to end up happening. So if Denver would be really bad, or let's see, if the Saints would be really good and Denver really bad, that could be almost irrelevant, right? So it just depends on where they finish. But a 23 first-round pick is at the heart of what this is for the rights to sign Sean Payton. Mm-hmm. They've now given up 3 first-round picks in 2 years.
Russell Wilson.
They give up some seconds. What was the Wilson deal? Bring that out, too.
Brutal.
There was more than just 2 firsts.
First, there's also this. Ian Rappaport reporting now.
Is this from the crap sheet?
It is not. It is from the actual rap sheet. And it's not Michael Rappaport.
Don't you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bob Glauber always went up to him and said, what do you got on that? Because Ian Rappaport has his rap sheet. That's what which is a good thing to do when your name's Rappaport.
Rappaport's perfect.
Bob Glauber said he'd always go up to him and go, what's on the crap sheet today?
Better than the rap report.
Yeah.
It says the Broncos spent today trying to hire D'Amico Ryans again before he recommitted to the Texans, sources say. When he agreed to terms with the Texans, they moved and finalized Sean Payton. So they were trying to hire Ryans.
And well, when that fell through, any compensation.
All right, we'll give up a first and a second for Payton and a third, which is essentially, from the Broncos' perspective, they're giving up Bradley Chubb and a second for Sean Payton and a third.
I actually wouldn't have minded D'Amico Ryans as much for the Broncos because Russell Wilson's not going to be around for 15 years or something like that. But I will yet again restate my stance of I would not even be interviewing defensive coordinators. if I were an owner, because you want the guy that's going to, one, help you identify, two, help you find, three, help you nurture, and then four, build a relationship with the quarterback.
Right.
Russell Wilson is older, so he's going to be gone in 4 or 5 years anyway, so... You know, if D'Amico Ryan's has a great run for 4 years with Russell Wilson, great. We'll do what we need to do after that. But I would definitely be looking for the offensive coach. But does anybody think Sean Payton's coming back for another 15-year stint?
Nope.
No, I don't either. And so it is amazing that they went for D'Amico Ryan's. And by the way, don't you – like, I'm pretty sure this is what happened at that point. We're bidding against the Texans. Hey, guys – maybe we're talking to the wrong guy. Like, if Houston's the other team that's interested, isn't that already, like, you know...
negative?
Yeah, it's like, don't trade with the Rays because they always win the trade. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, you know who can't figure out the coaching deal? That's the Texans. Who are they talking to? Same guy we are. Well, we're done with him.
He's out.
That's enough of that. D'Amico Ryan's played in Houston. That's just a win the press conference move there.
He played for a year under Andy. And last year in Philly.
What about being? Oh, he's guys got a great defense. Yeah, with tons of high draft picks
of players
all over that defense. He's the guy.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Let me give you the prediction. The Texans rise up to being a gutty 10-7 in 2 years. Go to the playoffs, lose in the first round. Go 7-10. Then they go 9-8, and then they go 8-9, and then they fire D'Amico Ryan's.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to make it work on offense. So I will give the Broncos, maybe for the wrong reasons, I think you've arrived at the right guy. Here's my fear. I heard somebody say that he was asking for $20 to $25 million per year.
Mm.
I don't think you'll get that.
Hello, Andy Reid with a race.
Right? And that's my thing is,
oh God.
Well, we may finally, like,
how about Zach Taylor?
Listen, when you're talking about Jeff Bezos maybe getting into the NFL, although I hear he was not one of the guys who submitted a bid for Washington in the most recent round, but if all those guys bomb out, then he can just swoop in and fire a bid in there. But when you're talking about guys that have hundreds of billions, you know, the Broncos guy is the richest guy in the league now, right? And he's at $45 billion.
Yes,
I think it was on his
that's a Walmart.
Maybe 50 or 55 right. billion.
Yeah.
You know, with that kind of money, if he says, listen, this is the best coach out there, I'm going to give him $25 million. I don't know where the tops is, 12, 13.
Yeah, I think
so. Somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
If he's going to double it, and then he's going to say, okay, now go hire you the best coordinators. And he's going to hire OCs and DCs for $6, $7, $8 million per.
Which a lot of head coaches are making.
Is this the new arms race?
Yeah, sure it is.
And the answer, I think, has always been yes. It's 23 minutes from now. Calm down.
Just want to let you know.
Why is it every time I'm in here?
I'm getting this wave.
I get a, well, settle down.
Well, I just,
calm
you know.
Calm down.
I give you a heads up 3 minutes ahead of time, and you go, can you alert me earlier?
This I will find, although I admire his fortitude. This is something of a common trend with Adam. I'll occasionally get, hey, could you come in here right now, please? Yeah. I pop in there. He's like, for tomorrow, there's I'm like, we're going to break in 10 minutes. Again, appreciate the effort.
Love the fire.
Yeah,
sure.
Yes, I can't guarantee it will still be on my mind 10 minutes from
now. Like right now, I'm thinking of this. So come here and fix this moment for next week.
There's a chance the buy one get one Big Mac for a dollar sale comes back, and I'm thinking about something totally different in 10 minutes.
The at 4:10, he's check your text. I look at it. Don't be out any later than 4:33.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay. Message received.
That was actually for Todd's segment tomorrow, I meant that.
Oh, yeah. Even better.
Oh, God.
But again, eager to get the job done.
Yes.
Rather pull back than have to push. Good. Okay.
Nice being early instead of late.
Adam is great at what he does, and we do appreciate it.
By the way, we have NFL Insider Wars now.
Oh. Who said it first?
Oh. I told
who
you.
Who was first?
Versus
who was first?
Shefty.
Shefty.
So this is Rappaport at 3:42. Bronco spent today. We mentioned, if you didn't hear it, you just have to flip on. Bronco spent today trying to hire DeMeco Ryans again before he recommitted to the Texans. When he agreed with the terms of the Texans, they moved to finalize Peyton. Adam Schefter.
Oh boy.
Said at 3:55, timing of today's two hires was completely coincidental. Broncos were zeroed in on Sean Payton and didn't make any contact this week with DeMeco Ryans or his agent. Denver was focused on Payton and Houston on Ryans.
There we go.
Wow.
Turf war.
Well, somebody's wrong there.
Somebody's really wrong.
There are times that I look at those and I go, okay, here's the path to where both those things could be true. Those things can't be true.
No, I don't see how.
Not those.
I cannot see how they'd be true.
No.
Wow.
By the way, I did some figuring.
Too bad this isn't at the Super Bowl next week, because you could like catch them at the same press conference and go, fight, 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 fight.
You just hear off in the distance the overturning of silverware and, you know, banquet
table
trays.
Going over. Flipping a table.
My snitch says this.
Who snitch is the best snitch? Here's the other little aside here.
Okay.
Besides these two.
By the way, usually the snitches are the agents.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Mike Kafka could end up being the head coach of Arizona. He would end up getting a job before
Not if he's smart.
Eric Bieniemy.
Not if he's smart.
Yeah. Avoid that.
Yeah, there you go. I'm just saying. He's out there again.
Would you want that job?
I don't know. If I'm Kafka, becoming a head coach, and I you can always end up going back as an offensive coordinator somewhere.
I guess it's not that bad. If you can win with the Bidwell family, you can probably then shoot your way out of town and go someplace else.
Right,
but
exactly.
If you lose, you're like, well, it was the Bidwells. I mean, what did you expect?
Yeah, right. I gave it a try.
I mean, I bumped up the salary.
It'd be a great experience for the kid.
Yeah.
By the way, here's the haul. I've totaled this up. And on the Saints side, to keep from using the same pick twice, I will insert Bradley Chubb for the first round pick they're sending to the Saints. Denver has received Sean Payton and Russell Wilson, a 2024 third round pick, and a fourth round pick in this past year's draft, which they used for a defensive tackle, Ioma Uwezurike from Iowa State.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They have sent out Bradley Chubb, Drew Locke, Shelby Harris, Noah Fant, a 2022 first, second, and fifth round pick, a 23 first and second, and a 24 second.
Wow.
So two first-round picks, two second-round picks, a fifth-round pick, four players.
A Pro Bowl edge.
Yeah, Pro Bowl edge.
Starting tight end.
An impactful, I thought Shelby Harris was at least showed some promise for Sean Payton, Russell Wilson,
and that's
a third-round pick and a fourth-round pick who was for a guy who I don't know if he played much at all for them this year. 17 tackles, so not an impactful player. Hmm. It's essentially Payton and Russ for all that.
Wow.
Maybe you catch a third round pick next year could net something, but that's a lot of draft capital to put into a coach and a quarterback.
You know what's coming next, right? Broncos going to win the AFC West.
I mean, they'll be not after that performance. I don't think we're going to have to worry about that kind of talk. But I do think that they got better. The Broncos got better. But Sean Payton killed their cap in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And the Broncos, he ain't sitting around to, restructure things.
How much is Wilson to their cap?
Oh, God, he's immense. I'm bringing that up now.
Yeah. And even though the cap's going up by...
Well, he would have left behind the signing bonus. Maybe it's not as bad as I think. Here's Broncos cap. By the way, this site is not sudden.
Up to date.
It's not sudden. It's not quick, and it's loading. Curtis and I, we believe it's running on a cassette, the old Commodore 64 cassette disc.
So now you're pissed because you're not getting information early enough, huh?
That was good.
Well done.
Fist bump.
I like that. Yeah.
Well done on that one. Well played. Well played. I can't get this thing to load. I don't know what's going on. But anyway,
They're up against it with him.
Well, but they're quietly like older than you think too.
Yeah, there's some pretty good players, but they're all aging veterans.
Yeah, I mean they're, you know, it's not like they've like it's like oh they got this team it's in place. It's now 2 years older.
Yeah, right. And no, they're not like the Chiefs who played 10 rookies in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah. So, it's I'm just like, you know, come on. Like, what are we, you know, Sean Payton will make him better. Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson will get back to playing better
He'll
football.
He'll help Wilson. There's no doubt about
it. They may very well beat the Chiefs at some point.
Say they're due.
They are due.
That doesn't mean they will.
But
just saying they're due.
Man, I mean, they're going to be all about right this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Chiefs have just got to keep playing the long game.
Well, because Wilson and Peyton probably won't be there long, either one. So it is right this moment. It's not like you have Patrick Mahomes and you're looking 10 years
down the road.
You
don't take the job with a quarterback who's 34 going, yeah, oh, I think I'm going to be here like 20 years.
No.
No. Not
two
happening.
Or three.
Not happening. Yeah, so.
By the way, I for Frank Opinions, I put out a pre-poll. I want to narrow this down. So I will actually give you a bit of a preview of what one of the questions is going to be because I want you to hear the question that I asked to set it up. Pre-poll, what is the most courageous sports performance by an injured or ill player ever? To narrow it down to four for a poll. Someone, Jared, says, Sean Payton choosing to coach a team that has zero first-round picks, one Russell Wilson, and two games against Mahomes. That gets a like.
That's good. I like that.
That gets a retweet.
Not bad, too, when you consider a couple games against, if you believe in Herbert, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
But... okay. We'll see how
good
it
luck.
Works.
Good luck.
But he's got to be paid a lot. So, I mean, my bigger overall fear is that they reset the price on all these coaches and what all that
and
costs.
And all the coaches love it.
Yeah.
They love Sean Payton going to Denver for $20 million.
By the way, because he left behind signing bonus, it looks like there's a restructure bonus on his that has a signing. Russell Wilson's only going to count $22 million.
Okay. That's not bad. That's not too bad.
No, that's not bad at all by today's standards. They do have already, with 62 players under contract, so they at least have a lot of players under contract.
Good Lord.
They're at $230 million on a cap that's going to be $225.
$225, yeah. I knew it bumped up from what was it, $208?
By the way, here's the fun part on Russ. You want to hear the fun stuff from Russell Wilson? Yes, it's true. This year he'll count only $22 million. Hey, maybe we want to get out from under this thing. Well, that'll only cost you $107 million. So he better be committed that Russell Wilson's going to be his quarterback because it's $107 million to cut him. Post-June won it. It's $53.5 million this year, $53.5 million next year. But if he gets to 24, he will go up to $35.4 million against the cap. But... at that point, it's only $85 million to cut him in 24. Finally, in 25, you can cut him because the $49.6 million dead cap hit, Frank?
Yes?
Is $5.8 million cheaper than the $55.4 million cap hit he'll have against the Broncos' 2025 cap, but at least at a spry 37 years old.
Wow. That's the dumbest contract ever. By the way, coaches' salaries?
If they press on, he goes up to 58.4 at age 38.
Good Lord. I don't even want to think about what Mahomes is going to be worth against O'Cap eventually. He will renegotiate and do his thing, but he's going to be extremely high as well.
$124 million fully guaranteed at signing.
Wow. By the way, coaches' salaries. Sean McVay looks like is the highest paid coach, between $15 and $18 million.
God, which is that high now?
Belichick's $12.5 million. Pete Carroll's $11 million. Kyle Shanahan's $9.5 million. I don't see Andy Reid here. Where the John?
His doesn't seem
Frank
to get out
Reich
there.
Frank Reich is $9 million. Matt Rhule is $8.5 million. Mike Tomlin's $8 million. This is a little bit older. Andy Reid has $8 million here. Seventh on the list. On this list. I don't know when this list is from, but it was the first one that popped up. It was July 31st, 2022. So Sean McVay is the highest paid.
And he makes twice as much as Andy Reid.
No, I don't know about that.
Andy Reid's
I don't know
in the
about
Super
bonuses,
Bowl.
Though. You know what I mean?
If you were Andy Reid's agent, would you be calling Clark?
Oh, absolutely, in a heartbeat. You kidding me?
So if Sean Payton...
Oh, and he can... And Clark will pay, has to pay him. What's he going to do?
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
I mean, isn't it long overdue? Like, shouldn't the head coach make more than Juju Smith-Schuster?
Yes. He should probably make almost as much as his quarterback.
I mean, no. He can be second highest.
Well, that's fine.
Quarterback's right. Worth more. Like, if we're going to actually pay guys their worth, shouldn't the coach's payment be based upon
the quarterback?
How good
the quarterback?
Yeah, how much the players are worth. Like Patrick Mahomes is worth 50. I think Andy Reid's probably worth like 20, 24, somewhere in that range. Would sound right? Especially McVay's at 18. I mean,
yeah.
Relative to it all.
Yeah, you're definitely beyond 20. Well beyond 20. Not 25, but I think 22 is where you lock in.
Football coach, broadcasting. Boy, you're a dumbass. I know. When you got out of coaching football and went into broadcasting, you are the dumbest guy I know.
Well, here's the deal, though. Most of those guys I got, and I coached with Jim Bates, who was a longtime NFL line coach, offensive line coach, and Jimmy was on that staff. But he didn't make, I mean, even as long as he was, he ended up making some good money, but not in those coaches or head coaches or assistants back then. They never. Number one, they were at Villanova to begin with, so it's crazy.
That some of those guys. I mean, Andy Reid's in line for a big raise.
He's going to get a huge raise.
Big raise,
and he'll get bonus. He's going to get incentive bonuses for both the AFC Championship and the Super Bowl.
Does he?
So, I'm pretty sure he does. If he doesn't, he needs a new agent.
Well,
Mahomes made what, $1.5 million by winning on Sunday? Something like that.
Wasn't Juju not getting hurt? Didn't he miss out on $1 million? Juju missing out, ended up missing out on $1 million somewhere along the line.
I can bring up.
I saw some bonus thing that he didn't play 50% of the plays or something. I forget what the. It was $1 million was on the line on Sunday.
So Juju, his contract had a lot of them, and he had ticked off most of them.
Yeah, he was doing fine.
He banked most of them. Let me see here. Smith-Schuster. They got a lot of hyphens on this team.
Yes. At least two.
His base is low, so he must be way down here. Oh, I know what it is. This is set to 23. He's not under contract for 23. I got to go back to 22. Hold on. Update. Juju, there he is. So here's his bonuses. 2.5, I'm going to do some rounding here just to make it simpler. 2.5 guaranteed at signing, plus his 22 salary. Per game active bonus, 60 grand.
Okay.
Likely to be earned 1.02 million, right? Five games is all that was likely to be earned. The 1.02 million is if he played all 17. How many did he play? Will you look get Juju's stats in front of you? Catch incentive, 40 catches, 500 grand. 50 catches, another 500 grand. 65 catches, another 500 grand.
Okay.
He got the 1.5. He got all those. This is noted that. How many games?
He played in 16 games.
So 960,000 of 1.02 million possible. Let's see here. Yards incentives. 500,000 for 500 yards, another 500,000 if he gets to 650, another 500,000 if he gets to 900. He got that, right?
933.
All earned, so he got 1.5 on that. So that's, we're at 3.96 right now. Playing time, non-cumulative. 45% of the snaps, 500 grand, 65% of the snaps, 1.5. He got that.
Okay.
So we're now at 4.5 and 965, 46. Pro Bowl, million, did not get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Playoffs, requires 65 catches and 900 yards in the regular season for the playoffs to be a possibility. He got that.
Got that.
So in the playoffs, AFC Championship win with 50% of the snaps.
He didn't He'd play get $1 million. Of the snaps,
did not get 50% of the snaps.
That's right.
Super Bowl win, and 50% of the snaps, another $1 million on the line.
Okay, so he's going to try to heal up real quick. These two.
Imagine.
Put me in, coach.
Yeah.
I'm good to play.
I'm showing up with Pat tomorrow morning to the training
today,
staff. Let's go.
Now, for another 24 snaps.
$1 million doesn't mean as much to him as it does to most people, but imagine you're sitting there in that game and you're hurt and you're like, oh, man, I'm going to get back in this game. this just cost me a mil.
Mil, yeah.
Me getting hurt.
I think I'll limp back out there.
Cost me $1 million.
Guys are it's like the Black Knight.
I mean, that's crazy.
It's like the Black Knight and Monty Python guys going out there with no leg.
So just a flesh wound.
I'm four more snaps. I can do it, coach.
Come on.
You know how we talk
Take
about
me up.
I've had worse.
Coaches need to save
Lost
players
both your
from
legs.
Themselves.
No, it's not.
I'm good. It's a flesh wound.
Your arm's off. No, it isn't. What's that? I'm invincible.
Coaches need to save players from themselves, allegedly, because they're so tough and competitive they want to get back in there. Do executives not have a similar responsibility here?
Like, what do you mean?
Maybe these incentives aren't so healthy because they're going to have players pretending they're healthy when they're not?
I don't know. I like him. Zach Greinke's got incentives in his deal.
Yeah, he does.
For innings, which the folks I talked to said he's like, yeah, it's cool.
Sure.
Let's do it.
So he gets paid in guacamole.
At Chipotle.
At Chipotle.
I'll bet Zach's graduated out of Chipotle. What do you think?
No way.
No, I feel like he's...
Not a chance.
No, I'm almost certain he's on the record as saying he, out of principle, even though he's got money, he's out,
he
out of principle,
go, but
he won't
go. Yeah, because they raised the price of
the
guac.
I'm
telling you, that, I don't see... I don't think Zach has graduated out of anything.
I don't know.
I mean, there's nothing that I think he would consider beneath him or above him.
No. Hot tip.
Yeah, but he's an odd enough guy to, even though he's a multimillionaire, he's an odd enough dude to
sure.
do exactly what he's claiming with Chipotle.
Hot tip. Take the time to go through the line, because I am convinced, based upon personal experience, you get the bottom of the barrel that's sent to the back.
When
you pick up off the rack of
the
carryout.
Oh, when they have to fill it up in front of you, they'll...
Such a better product.
You always get a little bit more.
Grind through the line.
The play is to go near closing time, by the way, because they don't want to... I don't know if they have to throw it out or yeah, but they really want to minimize their leftovers. They will pile it on come closing time.
Is this a pepper or an onion? I'm not sure.
My God, it's a finger!
I didn't ask for finger. But you didn't charge me for it, so
it's
okay.
I didn't see it up there.
We didn't charge you extra either, so get out of here.
I didn't see it in the menu.
Yeah. So, yeah, Juju, tough go.
That goes back to Juju, like we said.
Yeah. So, Zach, you know, a lot of ground covered right there. A lot of ground covered.
Lots.
You know what we have not talked about in two and a half hours?
What?
Kansas and Kansas State. We mentioned it, but it's like... That's just amazing.
What would you like to say?
We've talked about it.
I think I'm going to talk about it with Gary Parrish.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Yeah,
is that okay?
I think it's probably.
Yeah,
all right.
I think that's perfect.
Talk to the college basketball about it
because everybody else around here is going to wait.
But
the Super Bowls are over before we talk about it. It speaks to what
Pro football is and what the Chiefs are in this town.
Did you see the ratings?
A monster game.
Yeah, like 53 million people.
This is going to be the highest rated Super Bowl ever.
Well, it was the highest rated AFC Championship.
This is going to be the highest rated Super Bowl ever.
I open the phone lines, and what do I say every time? Royals, Chiefs, Sporting, K-State, KUMU, always a topic here in the program.
Always.
And you know what? Never
every call on the board was Chiefs. What do you want me to do?
And you know what? I know what none of those calls were? Mizzou. Because my people do not call.
My
Mizzou
poor Curtis.
Fans.
Let me tell you something. You people.
They just don't call.
Have an inferiority complex.
No Mizzou calls again today. Now I will have my chops busted on Twitter by Missouri fans who complain that we don't talk about Mizzou, but when we open
we
up
do.
The lines.
I'll talk about him with Gary.
Yeah.
College basketball is very much, all sports in general, are reactive much more than they are proactive.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right.
And so that by its nature is something. And so I think tomorrow we will spend quite a bit of time talking about whatever
especially
happens
tonight. Especially with no Chiefs media available. Yeah,
I really think, too,
we'll
the Chiefs
are the 800-pound or 8,000-pound gorilla.
With the Chiefs doing the things that they're doing with the guy they're doing it with, until they are eliminated or they win the championship, basketball gets shoved to the back burner until it's done.
When we come out of the Super Bowl week and we go to the parade, which we all know is going to happen probably that Tuesday, that week will be 3 weeks from the Big 12 tournament.
There will be
2 weeks of regular season basketball.
That's right. Exactly.
Two full weeks coming up, and then it's Big 12 tournament and NCAAs.
The way my team's playing this year, good.
That's what a Super Bowl does to a town.
We have a parade, and like 4 days later, Todd and I are headed to Surprise.
That's true.
No doubt.
That is true.
I mean, I think there's a parade, and the parade, if it's on that Tuesday, might be the day that pitchers and catchers report.
Wow.
Because I think we fly on the 18th. Saturday the 18th is
does that make sense?
That would be, yeah, that's the Saturday.
Yeah, because
after.
It's a, yep. Yeah, yeah.
The 12th.
Yeah.
So if the,
let's add another week to the NFL season, you know? I think college basketball absolutely gets lost behind the NFL, and it's why they should move it back and start it on January 1.
I think back in the day when the Chiefs weren't like this. You know, I think college basketball
it became college basketball season a lot quicker
in the aughts. Sure. Let's take a break. We'll get some Frank opinions. The Godfather of Kansas City Sports, Frank Bull, is here. He is brought to you by our friends at CBD American Shaman.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer. What two teams met in the last Super Bowl to be played in January, this being the last day of January? You were there.
Raiders-Bucks.
Raiders-Bucks. Super Bowl 37 played January 26, 2003.
Nailed it! It was the last one I stayed for the game for, too. I haven't stayed for the game since.
Played 20 years and 5 days ago.
Wow. 20 years ago?
Wow.
Good Lord.
Where's time go?
The first one to be played in February was...
The next year.
No, it was...
The year before.
It was the Rams... Oh. Pats because they pushed it back.
Pushed back. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Little change up there. You can send Joe's Kansas City Barbecue anywhere in the country. Ship it right now at joeskc.com. Get it right now on your way home. You can order online right there at joeskc.com. 47th and Mission, 119th and String Line, and of course, 117th and Row. The best barbecue in the world is at Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. Check it out right now at joeskc.com. The Godfather, Frank Bull, is with us. Time for some Frank opinions. Kay, where do we begin?
We begin with the National Football League and the Chiefs. More impressive Patrick Mahomes performance. Super Bowl 54, 22 AFC Championship game.
Yeah,
I'm there too.
Number?
Am I going to go first, Frank? Even though you've won more this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're always first. It's your show.
Oh, yeah.
You're always first.
Such a, like,
this is a,
recency bias factored in there as well. I'm going to say 73%.
Oh, gosh.
72.2. Yeah.
You're over. That doesn't matter.
I was
Frank's
closer,
still
right?
closer.
Yeah.
I'm closer.
Damn it.
I mean, you've... We round down. What should the Chiefs wear in the Super Bowl? Eagles, the home team, as the NFC is, in the odd-numbered Super Bowls, they'll be wearing the green. White over white, white over red.
White
my prediction
white.
Is they will wear white over white. Is
white
my
over
prediction.
White.
White over red is what I think they should. I think the answer, I don't know what the fans, I think that's what they're used to seeing them in, so I think they'll say white over red.
I say white over white.
50.7% said white over white.
Oh.
That's about as close as you could possibly get.
No, the last one was closer.
I am down 2-0 on 1.5%.
Yeah, 1.2%. Yes. I think 1.2%.
Losing some extra inning games.
Yeah,
crazy.
That's right. 0.4 and 0.7. Yeah, one and 0.8. Yeah, 1.2. Good Lord.
And as we noted a couple of weeks ago, maybe more than that, the Chiefs have not worn the red pants in a postseason game since the 1969 AFL championship
game. Wow.
Which they won.
Which they won.
Put them on.
It's going to be red on white.
Did you have...
Listen, as long as they don't do screwy things, any combination, white on white, white over red, red over white, and red over red, I am fine with all of them. They're all a classic uniform.
I agree.
Except for red over red.
No.
Which isn't classic and they don't win it.
They don't win in it because they feel this need to act like, oh, let's only play.
They play tough teams.
Play the Jets in red over red. But fatten the record. But it's
they
a
play
great
at home
look.
All the time, so.
Play the Texans.
But they also play at home all the time.
It's a great look. Let's just pad the stats with some wins. Just make it part of the rotation.
They're under 500 wearing red over red.
Have we not just covered
we
this?
We did. But my counterpoint to the fact that they always play good teams in it is that they always play at home in it. And they're still
settle
under 500.
Down.
I think those two cancel each other out. Plus, it's ugly. it isn't ugly.
How is it ugly?
It looks better than I thought it would. I'm still not as – it's easily the fourth.
Your least favorite.
My least favorite of the matchups.
You not liking it makes my case for me.
I don't think – you know what any of those words mean.
He's a uniform guy. He's a classic uniform guy, Case.
That's it. Exactly. If you need him,
classics.
If you need him to judge the 47 Notre Dame Fighting Irish uniforms,
that's a good
he's
uniform.
Your guy. Mm. There's nothing in his world that has happened in the last 25 years.
Okay.
Have we covered what their performance
worst
is like in
ever.
Red over red? Or have we gotten to that, what their record might be, red over red?
It's under 500.
Not wise.
It's about like 5-6 or 6. It's 500-ish, but I think they're one under.
Mm, okay.
Did you have to look it up to see what a jabroni was? Yes or no?
Yeah, I did. I forgot.
Well, I think, Frank, I'll bet if I explain my position, Frank, you'll be like, that's where I was, too. I knew the gist.
Yeah,
right?
I knew exactly what we're talking about. Yeah.
First of all, we could figure it out. It wasn't super positive.
No.
Well, remember, I'm from a city that jagoff is the biggest word
yeah.
they got.
And so, but I'm like, okay, I need to definitively know what this is. I also had kids asking me, yeah, what is that,
Hey, Dad, what's a jabroni?
Yeah, let's get to the bottom of it. I hope it's not profane.
I was afraid for a second. Like, I've heard this before. I don't think it is. Is this like some old Italian profanity?
Yeah,
oh, no, it's not good.
Oh, look, we found an old slur that we can fire around on TV.
Especially now, in this day and age.
Turns out it's a foolish person or
yes.
contemptible person.
Yeah.
But did
yes.
you have to look it up? You say yes?
I did go look it up, so I'll say yes.
I think
most people didn't. I think most people had the gist of it, but to really fully know what it is, I think a lot of people Googled jabroni at that moment.
63-36 or 64-36, no.
Liars.
That surprises me.
Lying sacks.
Trying
fat, to
smart, maybe they just didn't
they really
look it
are.
Up.
Fat mouth.
Yeah.
Liars.
I don't think that two-thirds of the people who follow me on Twitter knew what jabroni was. They may have thought I was one, but it's a possibility. Who wins the Big 12? Kansas, Kansas State, or other?
They'll say Kansas.
Boy, it's either Kansas or other.
Yeah, they're not going to give any love to Kansas State.
I'll say Kansas.
Oh,
are
shoot.
You saying Kansas?
Yeah, I say Kansas.
Is it Kansas?
68.
He hasn't.
It
even,
is Kansas.
Okay,
it's Kansas. Yeah, 68%.
Lower.
45. Actually, that's 46.3.
How about that?
It's one for me.
29.7 for K State. 24 for other.
2-1 Frank right now, right? Yep. There you go.
Who has a higher NCAA seed, Kansas or Kansas State? 2 weeks ago, or a week ago, this was. Well, I won't tell you.
It'll be Kansas.
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 Number?
69.
Lower.
73.1.
All tied up, big mouth.
Shut up.
Last week, that number
you
was.
Jabroni.
that number was 54.
Shut your jabroni mouth.
Last week, I asked K-State, KU, or same seed, and 54% said Kansas. So that number is increasing. Big 12 player of the year right now is Marquise Noel, Jalen Wilson, Keontae Johnson.
Jalen Wilson.
Jalen Wilson.
What percentage?
Oh, boy. 38%.
Higher. 39.
58.4.
Good Lord.
Looking at this number, what I probably should have done, although I think he still would have won, was put which team, because I thought, well, the K-State fans are going to split Noel and Johnson. So I had a feeling that Wilson was going to win. I couldn't find a perfect way to ask that question.
Oh. Wilson didn't win because he's the right answer
no,
and,
I think
and a
he's,
good player. That's because the K-State
think,
guys split the
I
vote.
I think the
That's,
gap is wider than the those numbers show.
Your Tiger fandom come out.
So I think all Kansas fans would say Jalen Wilson and K-State fans would split it.
Are you upset that he's hating on your Jayhawks there?
He knows I don't hate on the Jayhawks. I say more positive things than a lot of Kansas fans do. Except
how flexible are you, Curtis? Because you need to watch your ass about now.
It's true. not very flexible, but I've seen you run.
See, to see it, he's got to be able to bend way over.
Flexibility. I got it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where you have seen him run? I've never seen him run. Where did you?
I've seen him attempt to run.
Where?
I don't remember what it was. I think he may have tripped and was stumbling, like me. It looks like I'm running, like when I was heading over to your house.
He almost took a gainer pregame. He got his feet
I'm sure Adam probably thought
he
was, I was going through the glass.
And he crashed into the glass over there. Look on Adam's face.
It's going to cave in.
Mommy, the rhino's too close.
I'm sure he thought, for a split second, I'm going to die. I'm going to have shards of glass in my face.
Eager was in here, and his buddy Dave was in, and so we had a bunch of crap, and he goes tumbling in. You're like, oh, no. He's quite top heavy.
I cannot believe I did not.
He's not getting control of that fall. I'm like, this is a slow motion train crash.
Oh, I wasn't. I wouldn't have had there not been a nice thing to press my hand on.
Ledge.
If that was in the middle of something, I'm going down.
Yeah, he was down.
I may still be down.
Hard.
Fatality on a pregame show.
Can I just tell you, the best part of it is the look on Curtis's face.
Oh, I'm sure I would have loved to have seen that. I would have loved to have seen that. Same thing. Both times I've fallen, I was like, I wish I was filming.
Is there anything? What's funnier than somebody falling? I mean, you're just like, oh my god, broke your arm. That sucks. But while you were going down,
yeah,
hysterical.
That was the best.
Hysterical.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I love the people that they do go down, they get up real fast.
I'm good.
Did anybody see that? I'm good.
That's exactly how I meant that to go.
I had a trip, like I was walking, you know, out of my walk and caught my toe on the sidewalk. That's why I like try to walk in the street because, like, the street is level, you know, and like I was out of control and like I'm falling forward and I'm like, just get away from pavement.
Yeah, get into the grass.
And somehow I got control of my balance. I couldn't fall. And I went like 20 steps of don't. If anyone was looking out their house, it was a scene from like a circus or something.
Charlie Chaplin.
I was falling for like a house and a half. And then finally, like, couldn't fall.
The momentum.
Got my feet under me. It was like one of the most helpless feelings in the world.
Forward momentum.
Final question. What was the more courageous sports performance by an injured athlete? Mahomes, 22 AFC Championship game. Kerry Strug, 96 Olympics.
Mahomes.
Oh, Mahomes.
50-50.
Oh, my God.
Dead.
Wow. That's good. I win. We'll take it.
A what?
I win. What in the world? How stupid am I on current events? It's next.
What happened Sunday night as fans were exiting Arrowhead parking lot?
Fire.
Yeah, Gate 6.
I have a TV.
Fire.
Okay, U.S. Surgeon General says how young is too young to join social media for a child?
3.
13 years old should be the cutoff. Okay. Number 3, the president will officially end COVID restrictions on what date?
July 1.
May 11th.
Of course, yeah.
And a new KCI will open on what date? New KCI.
April 1st.
February 28th.
Wow.
Sure about a guy, he's already said he's going to be in the last plane out. Turn around, stay at the airport in Chicago, and he's going to be in the first plane in.
Really?
Saw it on Twitter. I said he has tickets and everything on there. I went, wow.
That's quite a plan.
I guess that's something.
Yeah.
I guess that's can something. Always be that guy.
Yeah. Parrish is next.
All right, who was the last unanimous number one to go on and win the national championship? Brought to you by Good Sense.